AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The United Arab Emirates says it is under attack by Iran for the first time since a fragile ceasefire took hold in early April. Admiral Brad Cooper, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military opened a passage through the Strait of Hormuz and will escort commercial vessels.
The U.S. set the example for others to follow by successfully supporting the transit of two U.S. flag merchant vessels through the strait. These ships are now safely headed on their journey, having conducted the journey through the strait.
The U.S. military says it has sunk six Iranian small boats that were targeting civilian vessels in the latest test of this ceasefire. The Supreme Court restored broad access to an abortion pill. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The order temporarily allows women seeking abortions to get the drug mifepristone at pharmacies or in the mail without going to the doctor. Those rules had been in effect for years until a federal appeals panel last week imposed new restrictions. Most abortions in the U.S. come through medication, usually a combination of mifepristone and another drug. Their availability has blunted the impact of abortion bans in most GOP-led states after the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade 4 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A man in Louisiana who spent decades in prison for a wrongful conviction began work overseeing the criminal court in New Orleans. But Calvin Duncan's status was in limbo. Louisiana has a new law eliminating Duncan's job. A judge blocked it over the weekend at Duncan's request.
The voters voted. When it cast the vote in November, they voted for me. Respect the voters' choice. Excuse me. That's what I would say to them. The voters spoke.
Britney Spears avoided jail time in a California driving under the influence case by pleading guilty to a lesser charge. This is AP News. Another severe wildfire season is being forecast in the West.
Some states and utilities are trying to get ahead of that using AI. Senior researcher at the RAND Corporation, Patrick Roberts.
AI in wildfires, it's no longer just speculative, it's really being used. It's being used in cameras to detect wildfires, it's being used in satellites.
The technology identifies possible smoke and notifies human analysts for quick verification. Arvind Satyam is the co-founder and CCO of Pano AI.
And we have a human intelligence center that's working real time to make sure that before a stakeholder receives alerts, our analysts are able to say, potential fire, can I understand context? And then do I believe that that is a fire start that needs to be notified on?
Fire management officials say the technology spots more fires than humans and alerts authorities more quickly. I'm Haya Punjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.